This is Daim Shabazz at the Chess Drum. We're in Turin, Italy. It's actually 10 minutes to 1, May 26th, and we actually have completed the fifth round, and we have a rest day tomorrow. I have with me Giovanni Vescovi of Brazil, and I'll just ask him some basic questions about Brazilian chess and maybe the Olympiad and some of his other experiences. First of all, tell us how Brazil is doing thus far.
Well, we are having a decent result so far because our team is not so weak. We have three decent grandmasters. I am 2620. The others are around 2600. So we are hoping to do a good results. And for the fourth board, we can always use either one of our other two GMs or a young IM who is playing quite boldly, and we like that, and we are encouraging him to keep faith, and I think we can maybe have a good result here. So far we are on plus 7, which is good, because today we've beaten Cuban team, yes, and it was important result because regional result, yes, so
right.
It's a Latin American contest, something like that, you know, so it was important to beat them, and we are very motivated, I would say.
Who do you all play in round 6?
We're playing Greece. Maybe it's time for us to revenge because we have lost our previous encounters on in the last two Olympiads. Actually, no, in Calvià and Istanbul, and today they have beaten France from Argentina, so we are very motivated also to give a good result.
What do you think of this Olympiad? I mean, you've been to several Olympiads. What do you think of this one, the conditions and the playing side and just the overall view of it?
Well, I would say that first of all, I'm very satisfied with the venue, yes, the playing area, because we have a lot of space, it's not crowded, and we can even walk around, we can feel some fresh air, so this is important, that lights are okay, pieces are okay, so the playing area is silent, this is very important. On the other hand, we faced some organizational problems on the first days because there were long queues for food, and I mean, this is we were coming here lots of expectations because all the Winter Games were here, and I mean, they have all the structure, they have the experience to have held a big event, so I mean, it should be perfect, but we were a bit disappointed on the first days, but the room, there is no luxury, I mean, it's just a bed and a closet and that's it, but it's enough, I mean, there is space also, the rooms are very large, so this is good, because we just stand there, prepare, and I mean, that's basically what we have to do, prepare and play. And just one small comment, maybe there should be a fitness center here, because just be jogging around, it's not so fun. I mean, a gym is good.
So you like to work out?
Not heavily, but it's important to have good physical conditions for games, and especially for such long tournaments. And being top board of our team, I mean, probably I'll have to play more and so on, and I have some responsibility, and I want to do it well.
See, I joked with you before, being from Brazil, I told you I did capoeira, and I had joked with you that maybe that's something that you probably should take up. Have you ever thought about doing capoeira?
Well, my brother was doing capoeira, and I had some rudimentary understanding of capoeira, but I was doing jiu-jitsu, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and that was quite fun also, but you know, when we have to travel, and so we missed the training sessions, so when you come back, everybody's beating you up. Not very the kind of thing you like, but well, it was good. I've done Muay Thai also, mm-hmm. and the one I liked most was Aikido.
Aikido?
Yeah, Aikido was, I mean, I think it was perfect fit for me, and as a chess player, you know, I could develop my body, I could movements, it was quite interesting, I enjoyed a lot. But unfortunately, I moved from my city, and I was living in the countryside of Sao Paulo state in Brazil, and so I moved to another city near Sao Paulo, and there we don't have any good teachers, so some jiu-jitsu was good, but now I'm just doing some workouts, jogging and this stuff.
It's interesting because I mentioned to you I was in Sao Paulo last March, and I couldn't find any chess there. I was only there for 1 week. Tell us about chess in Brazil, or in Sao Paulo in particular.
Well, okay, Sao Paulo is the biggest chess center in Brazil, and probably in Latin, in South America for sure. We have a good chess club, it's quite central, but unfortunately there is not many tournaments as there should be. But the club is good, the structure is good, I mean it's a big building, something like the Marshall Chess Club, and this way, and it's important for us to have it. But it's interesting to note also that, as I told you during the rounds, I've noticed that chess is becoming more and more popular in the US, mm-hmm. and it's also becoming more and more popular in Brazil as well, because the Chess in the Schools program that started, there was one such program in New York, I think, yes. in the Brooklyn, it's very famous, and it was... It's a case that got a good appealing for the authorities in Brazil, and they started to support this idea, and basically also because our grandmaster on fourth board is Jaime Sunia Neto. He, by the way, he played one strong tournament in the U.S. '96, yeah, and something to do with scholastic chess also. There was some. Big meeting, but he started such program in the Paraná state, and I mean he reached many schools, and also this is we have now tournaments with 1,600 kids playing, and this is normal. Mm-hmm. It's good. I mean we don't expect to have a strong grandmasters in 5 years, but maybe 10. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. How many do you have now?
We have 6 grandmasters in Brazil. Yeah. Okay. It's, we hopefully will get a 7th one pretty soon, but up to now only 6.
Now tell me about the other regions in Brazil. I know that I was in Sao Paulo, and I asked a museum curator about chess in Bahia and some of the Afro-Brazilians, and he didn't know. Is chess big in Bahia in some of these places?
Well, the northeast region of Brazil is quite big, is a different region, yes, the culture is a bit different from the southeast, and there chess is not as popular in the south and southeast of Brazil, because it's concentrated mostly in Sao Paulo, Paraná, and sometimes Rio de Janeiro. We have their chess tradition unfortunately went down, but in Bahia I've been playing there once a year from 2002 or 2001 every year. Only this year I'm not going there, and they have a community, but it's not very popular. Yeah, it's just a group of people that enjoy it, like it. But Sao Paulo, yes, you can find the chess every weekend. There is a tournament, so quite active.
So where do you play most of your chess outside of Brazil?
Yeah, abroad most of the time. Mm. I've last year I've graduated in law school. So now I can dedicate a couple of years and try and play some strong tournaments abroad. This year, well, traditionally I always play in Bermuda in January, but this year I tried my luck in Waikanae. And I have a calendar of tournaments for this second half of this year, and I'll be playing quite a lot. We have tournaments. I played the Philadelphia tournament.
The World Open.
Yeah, I will play there. I just have to make sure I have a room in the hotel, but the tickets I have already bought. And then I will play probably a tournament in Holland right after in August. Yes, right after that I go for Frankfurt. Then I come back, play some team competition in Brazil, maybe a round robin, a strong round robin, maybe category 16 or 17 in Brazil. We are planning to do that. And I'm about to get an invitation for a close tournament abroad, but this is, since it's not confirmed, I can't say it. And probably I play in France November. So then we have January again. December there is national championship. I mean, I try to play a lot. I get my rating up.
So how many times have you won a national championship?
Well, I mean, not for youngsters. Yes, I'm national for seniors and so on. Yeah, I won 4 times. But I haven't played the last few years, 3 years, I think, 2-3 years I haven't played. Because conditions are not so good, and I last year I won a round robin event, and I scored 6 out of 9, which is normal, and I lost ELO, so it's very difficult to keep your rating up when you have to win all games.
Mm-hmm. On another note, being from Brazil, you must follow football. And Ian Wilkinson, who's from Jamaica, I was sitting with him. He told me to ask you about Brazilian prospects in the World Cup. What are your views on that?
Well, of course, Brazilian team is regarded as the favorite, but and I agree with that. We have a strong team, but well, we're playing Germany. Germans have the tradition to always have a good team, and they fight hard, and it will be tough. It won't be easy. Argentina is always a contestant, and I was talking to some friends. Maybe I even think there is a chance I meet them, because they are in Switzerland just for concentration right before World Cup. Maybe I'll step by, and it will be nice for me to meet them, but I hope I can do that, and who knows, wish them good luck personally.
Do you follow the European tournaments, Brazilian players, Ronaldinho and many of those Brazilian stars in European leagues?
Yeah, I mean, our players are on the news all the time, even in Brazil. They follow the European leagues, but I like to see the European tournaments, I mean the qualifiers for the World Cup, yes? And I like the teams from former Croatia. They always impress me. I like the way they play. Portugal has a good team now also, so...
Yeah, this style is very different from Brazil's. What do you like about Croatia's style?
I don't know, maybe because also they are underdogs, so it's nice to be rooting for them. So I liked Cameroon on the 1990 World Cup, I liked Romania 94, I mean, we were just discussing this today. I was discussing this with Leitão, our other GM, Board 3, and I really like to see different teams coming up with some talent and playing one-on-one against the major ones, yes. So it's good. And that's the nice thing about the World Cup, I believe. Of course, in the end, you always have either Brazil, either Germany, Argentina, or Italy. But even so, it's a nice tournament.
But it's kind of like that in chess. You have some, in the Olympiad, you usually have Russia, you have many of Armenia, Ukraine. In chess, do you see the balance of power changing in terms of other federations becoming stronger and challenging those traditional countries?
Well, sort of, because if you see, the matches are always getting very fierce, you know. It's very tough to score points here, even against supposedly weaker teams, because when a guy has white, he can be well prepared, it's very difficult to break him up. So, yes, the Russia still is a very powerful team, and I believe they're favorites here as well, but it's nice to see that Armenia is coming. Ukraine has won last time. In football, just to make the parallel, it sometimes happens the same. I mean, last World Cup, you saw Brazil had a very difficult time playing against Turkey, and they suffered a lot. Before that, it was Japan who made us suffer. So it's these matches against the weaker teams, as in football, not so easy.
There have been a lot of upsets, a lot of grandmasters losing to players who are, I don't know, maybe 400 points lower. And you think that some of this is because of databases and these other types of tools to help with preparation?
No, I think that chess is becoming a very, very difficult game, because every player has access to information. Every player has access to tools that can help them improve. I mean, they can play on internet, gain experience, they can train with computer programs, so they have a 2700 partner at home. So, I mean, it's natural that their level of play will improve. Just have some guidance, get good books, read some good comments, and I mean, and then you have to be playing only. So that's why you see young players becoming so strong, so young. The point is that I believe you must have pay attention to physical condition and to psychological condition to stand the tension, yes, because it's very tough. It takes a lot of energy, a really difficult game of chess. And this is something that maybe the best have, the others don't.
Well, that's all the questions I have for you. And I know it's past 1 a.m. here, and I know that you'd probably like to get some rest. And are you going out to see a bit of Italy on the rest day tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow I plan to be visiting downtown, I mean, just to check the museums and see this river and take some pictures. And so probably today I just walk around a little bit and go to sleep.
Well, I really enjoyed the interview and talking to you, and I'd like to thank you for your time, and hopefully I'll be able to come back to Brazil and see you at the São Paulo Chess Club.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure for me, and if some of the people want, they can read some games I commented on my website, www.gmvescovi.com.br. There's some games there, maybe, just for fun. It's Portuguese, but chess is universal language.
Right. Okay, thanks a lot, and we wish you all the best in the last 8 rounds.
All right, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. This is Daim Shabazz. We're signing off from the Chess Drum.